CliffCentral.com.
I went to court a while ago. You may remember. It was fairly well publicized.
Yeah.
And it was all over the news. And in the court, I met this guy called Pule, who, first I thought he was maybe just hanging around because he didn't have anything to do. And I got talking to him. He had come to, first of all, he's been listening to us for a while. Second of all, he'd come because he's a law student. And he was interested in the case. And I just thought that was really cool of him. So I think we took down your number or we got hold of you somehow. And I remember I promised you you'd come in here and we'd have a proper chat sometime. How are you, Pule?
I'm good, and you, Cliff? It's good,
good
to see you.
Yeah, I'm glad you could make it.
Yes.
You were there, huh? In the court.
I was there in court. Those were exciting times, as far as I'm concerned.
I hated it, but yeah.
Yes, of course, from your side. But in terms of the law side of it, those
you
were
thought interesting. It was interesting?
I thought that was interesting. Because our country is going into the interesting times of racism issues, and he has a celebrity, Gareth Leaf, implicated in this big topical issue in our country of racism. And the guy has been involved in the society, you know, the guy has been involved in Idol's other projects.
Mm-hmm.
He has been seen working with black people.
Mm-hmm.
He has been seen, you know, not showing any tendencies of racism against black people.
Sure, thank goodness.
I'm a parent myself. I've closely watched, you know, Idols with my children, and from the judgment side of it, you know, as soon as this remarks, you know, people saying no, there could be some racism from Gareth. I watched this guy very closely. And then I'm now commenting on the previous, I think, 2015 Idols.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at this guy, and it felt to me again that, no, this guy is a bit more lenient even to black people. And yet there are these remarks that he's racist. I really wanted to pick up that racism, but I couldn't see it until he was implicated in the racism issue. For making a comment about the constitution, actually confirming the constitution, actually promoting the constitution, because our constitution it's about actually confirming as well as promoting it. So he was doing what the legal fraternity is supposed to do. And now here's the poor guy, he goes to court in order for the court to confirm that he's actually trying to promote the constitution itself. So for me, those were interesting times.
So you arrived because I met you upstairs at the courtroom, and you said you were interested in this. What's your current involvement in the law? What are you doing that involves the law right now?
I am at Wits University doing the postgraduate LLB.
Mm-hmm.
And
how long to still go?
I'm left with 1 year next year.
All right.
To complete it, and part of my courses that I'm doing is the constitutional law.
Okay.
Yes, Bill of Rights.
And but now, Pule, how old are you now?
At this age, I'm 55 years of age.
55, and you've
exactly.
got you said you've got kids. How old are they?
My first-year-old girl is 33 years of age.
Wow.
And then my second old girl is 19 years. She's at UCT doing social sciences. And then I have my my boy at 13 years. He just started high school.
So you obviously haven't been in the law up to now. You decided at some point you wanted to go and study this. I admire people, by the way, who study later on in life and decide they want to do something that they've always had an interest in. What got you interested in law?
I've always wanted to do law, but because of peer pressure along my life, my friend actually influenced me to do industrial engineering.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up also doing a degree in administration. So I was thrown out of my course, to be honest with you. And my sister, she's an attorney right now. She's got a law firm at Jimiston, Refilio Masilo Attorneys. And this is where I got inspiration from, because I used to help her in the office to do some work. And, you know, that interest, that childhood interest, started to come back. And then I decided, okay, it is never too late to learn. Let me go back to school and do law.
And at 55 now, you're finishing off your law degree and you're going to practice law.
Exactly.
That's going to be, this is my great. Do you want to be an attorney?
I want to be an advocate, actually.
Advocate, yeah.
I want to be an advocate because really I'm interested in the court work itself, you know, talking to the judges, arguing your cases.
Proper litigation.
Proper litigation, yes.
Did you get, while we were doing, you know, my case and everything, you get to meet Dalim Pofu?
Yeah, Dalim Pofu, it was not for the first time that I met him.
Yeah.
He worked with my sister in the past.
Oh, really?
And sometimes when I visit court, I see him, we talk, he knows me, you know.
Now, yeah. It's quite interesting. I think in first year law, they made us go to court and watch a couple of cases. Yeah. But the more time you spend actually watching the practice of law, the better you get, right?
Exactly.
It's like a free class, and anyone can go into a court.
I think anyone can go into a court without even legal representation, really. Yeah. If you go to court and see and observe processes, and you can ask here and there, how are the processes to go into court, and you can even emulate those people, how they talk, you know. Mm. Your ladyship, you had that.
Yeah, sure.
Your lordship, yeah. You hear the things like those. Very interesting to be in a court of law, really.
Is this something that you think you'd be very naturally good at? Is it just a thing that you enjoy doing, or is it something that you're going to have to work hard at?
I think I'll have to work hard at it, and I think it's something that I'll naturally, you know, enjoy, I think, yes.
Were you happy with what happened in my case?
I was definitely happy. Actually,
so was I.
Actually, I predicted. I asked a few people. I asked my children, what's your view?
Uh-huh.
And my children were saying, Gareth is going to win this case. It's only that there's a hype in the society. And in the past, Gareth made some comments about a certain minister. And then now there are people who are still aggrieved about that. And they'd like to throw this thing way out of, you know, where it belonged, you know. And I asked a few friends and some lecturers, professors at VETS, to say, how do you see this? They said, no, he's going to win it. I mean, there is no ground for that action by MNET, really.
I'll tell you what, I didn't know. I thought right up to the very moment the judge read the thing, I thought, oh, this is 50-50. Could go either way.
Yes. As you know, in court, there are appeal processes, there are review processes. All these processes, they've been made for in case the judge, you know, is not acting according to the law. But I think your case was very, very obvious, and it was a winnable case. Although one thing that worried me a bit, you know, when you do an application in court, you mm-hmm. know, you do an agent court application.
Mm-hmm.
There are two things. The first hurdle that you have to go through is to determine the agency of the matter. And before you go to the merits of the court.
Right.
Now, I was a bit doubtful about,
the agency.
Urgency,
yeah.
Yes. Because normally when you are contesting the contract, you know, of employment or any other contract in an agent court, normally they'll throw it out to say, okay, it's because they should, what will be required will be.
There are other remedies available.
Yeah, there are other remedies. Right. You'll have to bring witnesses. You'll have to bring evidence. So it's something that application would need to be an action court process, you know. So I was worried about that. But I think the way you treated it, it was very, very interesting, because you your approach was, let's make it, you know, an interim, an interim application to say, okay, let Gareth go where he was, and then the whole matter of his suspension will be attended in the normal motion roll of the court, you know?
Right.
And then that was
I'm not even sure
that was
I know
on
as
the
much
point.
As you do about this.
You know, I was in court there. I asked even other advocates. There were very senior advocates there who were coming to watch. You know,
could
the
you
case.
Believe the size of the legal team that Mnet brought?
Whew,
it's a lot
huge.
Of people, right?
And besides,
I think you tried to get in lift with us. There wasn't space after all of them got in.
Of course, of course. And they had a very leading advocate in the country.
Yeah,
no?
Absolutely. Wim Trengove.
Yes, Mr. Trengove. And I thought, Mr. Trengove, what is it that he's defending? Maybe he's going to raise the question of the agency, but he didn't raise it. It was sort of a surprise. It was very, very exciting, and. What surprised me, they fought, you know, Trengove and Mr. Dalimpofu,
yeah.
They fought in court after the whole action. They shook hands. And then there was another constitutional court case.
Where
you
they
know?
Were up against each other, or they were in the same team?
They were in the same team there. This is how the legal fraternity work. It's very fantastic, really.
Well, listen, man, I really appreciate you being there. I know that you were there because you were curious about how the case would go and everything, but I appreciated you coming up and saying hello and saying that you were a supporter. You know, it's nice when you're not necessarily feeling good.
Yes.
To have someone come up and support you.
Of course, Gareth, you know, we are living in very interesting times, and people tend to try to throw the legacy of Nelson Mandela, away, because he worked for national reconciliation. You have Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who works for reconciliation, and people really, they're missing the point this time around. I think somebody with a cool mind must try to bring our nation together now.
I think so too. There's a lot of hot-headedness and a lot of people saying crazy, angry, outrageous things. It's not necessarily helpful, right?
It's not helpful at all, because now we do not want our country to regress. And you at your press conference, watched your press conference,
mm-hmm.
and you were saying,
were you satisfied with that? Do you think we handled it all right?
I think you handled it all right.
Thank you.
As Dalimpofu said, in court, that, you are a free spirit that that talks. it was exciting to watch you there. And most importantly, when you said that let the races of South Africa start to talk about the issue of racism. Not ignore each other. Because by ignoring each other, we are going to have our country retrogressing to where we want it and not to go.
You're going to make one hell of a lawyer. I mean, you sound like you know your stuff better than most already. And I think it's great that you're studying again at 55 years old. It's amazing.
Yes, in class, I'm the oldest student there, and okay, there are other students at, you know, at vets, and I'm really determined. I think I'm still having more years, 30 years that I can live.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you could keep practicing until you're an old man.
Very much old. Yeah. 80 years, 85.
Sure. Definitely.
Yes, I can be a judge.
And for what it's worth, you don't look 55, so you're doing okay. You should last a long time.
Yes.
Like if Warren Buffett can still manage billions every day on numbers and stuff, and he's in his 80s.
Late 80s.
Yes, totally got this.
Yes.
All right, Bule, but thank you for coming in to see us this morning. It was very, very good to meet you. And again, I appreciate your support.
Thanks very much, Gareth. I'm happy to see you being relieved after the court case.
I was
and being kicking as you are kicking now. And I'm so happy. I'm so excited about you. Maybe you need to consider, coming back and creating a foundation at some stage.
Sure.
A foundation where you'll help even the other races.
For sure.
To show that really.
Well, you'll be the judge by then, right?
I will be the judge by then.
There we go. All right. Thank you, man.
Okay. Thanks
thank
very
you.
Much, Gareth. Thank you.
Bye. There's Pule Masilo, who really, I mean, we met back in January. Just a cool guy there to support, interested in the law, studying it at the moment. Very cool story. CliffCentral.com.